I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Protect your face from the COVIDs.
Yep.
And do it in style with the KISW face mask. You got two styles to choose from, whether it be the skull design or the camo design. Both designs support the Washington State Nurses Association. So while you're looking good and you're protecting your face, you're helping out the nurses that are doing a great job here across the state. And you want to buy it? You just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To beat Mix, but it's Wednesday, so maybe there's a whacking gonna happen.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Yeah.
Whack it.
Everyone's Mr. Wacky, including our contestant. We got David in Mukilteo. David, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, David.
Yeah, I'm here. Right. They told me I got to stay on the phone and play this game.
All right, Steve.
It was Steve.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Go.
David
and putting him
high energy. For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. David, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
What mountain chain extends from Western Canada down through Northern California?
Olympic?
No.
Pass.
What children's TV series did Selena Gomez appear in the early 2000s?
Pass.
The McMuffin was invented in what decade?
80s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What kind of animal is Remy in the animated film Ratatouille?
Rat.
Yes. Yeah. A tricentennial is how many years?
30.
No.
15.
No.
300.
Yes. Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations originally aired on what cable network?
Oh. Food Network.
No.
A&E.
No.
Discovery.
No. Who won an Oscar for his role in the film The Fugitive?
Oh, that guy.
Harrison Ford.
No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes. What is the middle name of Wolfgang Mozart?
Amadeus.
Yes. What was the last year that the NFL's Raiders' home city was Oakland?
2019.
Yeah, good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Not a bad comeback for David.
Yeah, he did really good in the middle there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. Sometimes you got to just do good in the middle.
Yep, he didn't know the ones that he didn't know, so he just passed.
Very solid.
Hold on a second. Steve?
Oh, geez, come on.
We have some expert commentary. I want you to know one thing. We all got some wisdom from Rev.
Okay.
Yes. David did not know the questions he did not know.
Thank you, John Madden.
But then he passed.
which is a good way to get through those.
Oh, I understand that. Uh-huh. But I mean, we...
You can't just give him part of it. You got to give him the full context of what happened.
Well, it's 2021. That's what we do. We don't give everybody context. We just give them quotes, and then people react to those quotes not knowing what the context was.
Well, I'm just making fun of the fact that you could have said it just by saying he passed on the questions he didn't know, but you're like, he didn't know the questions he didn't know.
True.
So then he passed. It's like, oh, he didn't know the questions he didn't know.
Well, I hope I know the questions that I don't know.
Yeah. That would be amazing if you know the questions you don't know.
There are times where that does happen.
Yeah.
A fun, lucky guess.
Exactly. Pulling it right out of your...
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What mountain chain extends from Western Canada down through Northern California?
Cascades.
Yes. What children's TV series did Selena Gomez appear in the early 2000s?
Children's TV series. Disney Friends.
No.
The Mickey Mouse Club.
No.
Yellowstone.
No.
What?
I don't know.
The McMuffin was invented in what decade?
60s?
No.
50s?
No.
70s.
Yes.
Yes.
What kind of animal is Remy in the animated film Ratatouille?
A rat.
Yes.
Yes.
A tricentennial is how many years?
300.
Yes.
Woo!
Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations originally aired on what cable network?
Travel Channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Who won an Oscar for his role in the film The Fugitive?
Harrison Ford.
No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes. What is the middle name of Wolfgang Mozart?
Ooh. Rock me, Amadeus.
Yes.
Amadeus.
What was the last year that the NFL's Raiders home city was Oakland?
That was 2019.
Yes. Who played Axel Foley in the 80s movie
Eddie
Beverly
Murphy.
Hills Cop? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You win.
Oh.
6-9.
Sorry, David.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. It's a nice loss, though.
Exactly.
Nice.
Goodbye. Now, I don't expect anyone to get this question. It was just one out there. If you didn't know, maybe you could have guessed and you could have gotten it.
Was it the Wizards of Waverly Place?
No, she was in that in the later 2000s.
Oh, how about I pick a Selena Gomez show, but it's not the right one.
Which is really
Freaky
weird.
Friday.
No, it was Barney and Friends.
She was on Barney and Friends?
Yes.
Nice.
Like between like 2002
Barney
and 2004.
Barney and Friends is a Disney show?
No, I said what children's TV series.
Oh,
I never said Disney.
I totally heard Disney assumed. In my brain.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Barney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So Sarah,
on the show.
You remember her, Sarah? Because that was your favorite show. You remember? She doesn't remember.
She doesn't remember. No.
Wow.
Well, that's where she learned how to make bad songs.
Sarah. Oh, yeah. She loved Barney.
Demi Lovato was on it, too. Yeah. Wasn't she?
Was she?
How would we know, Danny?
And I like how you're just like, yeah, you guys.
Don't know.
You know.
And I don't know why.
Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato?
Can I ask you a question? Why do you know that, Danny?
I was a big Barney fan.
Oh, you and Sarah both. Joey was not a Barney fan. Joey, as a matter of fact, was like, Dad, I hate this song. I hate this show.
Man, yeah.
And it's not making me like my sister any better, and you want me to like her. Can we just burn every Barney tape there is?
I love dinosaurs, but that show, no.
So we even tried to watch it stoned in college, and it was like, no, this is just annoying.
Oh, yes. See, I had a younger brother and sister, like a decade younger, so I had to watch it.
Right. Yep.
And it was either that or Disney movies, always the Disney movies, which is why I know
Barney's
so many
no
those.
Steve, okay?
No, Blue's Clues is where it's
no Steve. Yeah, Barney was
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Barney was a loser. Steve was the only, he's the only man to teach my child.
When he gave me a thumbs up, I gave it right back.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, congrats on your win. Thumbs up to you.
All right. Well, good job, everybody. Good job. I'm very proud of most of you.
Wow.
Got a new survey. Turns out that 37% of people are saying that they have been in a love triangle at some point in their life. That would be me, ladies.
I was going to say, is that how your relationship with your wife started?
Yes, but it wasn't meant to be that way.
Right.
I didn't realize it, but I guess I was, but I don't think she knew. I don't think the other dude knew because I was like, look, this is my best friend. It's his girlfriend. I'm just going to have to, bite the bullet, and that's just, they're going to be together. But then when they broke up, I was like, woo! Here we go.
I've been in one, a couple, like not knowing as well. Like it was like one of those things where I thought I was the only person that person was hanging out with until word came out that they were hanging out with somebody else. And then, so it's like in a roundabout way, it was a love triangle. But as soon as I found out there was another person, I just boned out.
I've been in multiple.
Before I boned in.
Yeah. Boned in.
Why I boned out.
Because I had a situation like you, too. I walked in. My wife, at the time, my girlfriend. My wife decided, you know what would be great if the two love triangle people met? She's like, the two parts of the triangle met.
Well, so she was just trying to do The Bachelor before it was even The Bachelor.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Bachelorette.
You know, now that you mentioned it, Steve, that's exactly what I think she was doing. And, I had a date with her, and I walked in, and there's this other dude. And I go, what the hell is this?
Who's this guy?
And she's like, well, I had two dates today. I'm like, why am I with you? And
ooh, did you guys duel for her affection?
Yeah,
like a sword fight or a gunfight?
We did.
Sword fight would be an interesting...
Lightsaber fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. In my anger, I gave her a big monologue as to why he's a loser. And you know what? Good. You're stuck with him because you're a loser, too. And somehow that really convinced her.
To stay with you.
Yeah. I told her, that's I said, so I'm the
well,
one...
Well, she wanted to hang out with a loser.
Yeah. I just told her, I said, look, man, I'm going to have a life. I'm going to do something.
I'm going to be a winner.
I'm going to be a winner. And if you want to hang out with this guy, I guess he's got the flowery language and he's teaching you all about the hippy-dippy stuff.
Right.
But this guy is not going to be able to hold a job. He's not going to be able to be stable. And if that's what you want, Unstable Mickey, go with Unstable Mickey. You're both losers and I'm the better for it.
As the once great romantic said, drop that zero and get with the hero.
You know, I put out a lot more words. I really should have had a catchphrase like that.
He had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I remember, I was in a hangout with this girl, started dating, and I was at, it was a Weezer show at the Showbox. They just reunited, and it was like when their Green album came out. So they were just done. And then they finally got back together, and they played a show at the Showbox, and I was so excited. And I was there. I was there with a couple buddies, and this group of people just came and surrounded me before Weezer took the stage. They're like, you need to stop what you're doing. And I was just like, what are you guys talking about? And apparently one of the people in their circle of friends was the guy that was also hanging out with this girl. And they were in a long-term relationship. And they're like, you're hanging out with her and she's with him and you got to stop that. Like, that's just wrong. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, I have no idea what any of you are talking about. And they're like, him. And this sad guy in the corner is just kind of like fighting back tears. And like, that's her boyfriend. They've been together forever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, I had no idea. I'm just here to watch Weezer. Can you guys all leave me the F alone?
Wow.
And eventually they left, but they kept giving me like the hairy eyeball throughout the entire show. It's like, but that night, that's when I was like, I'm not hanging out with this person anymore. I don't need this drama. Like, what the hell? Like, I had no idea that you had a long-term boyfriend.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, on either side of that, it's like, you know, you got to figure it out, person. You got two people going after you. Come on.
And leave me the F alone. Weezer uniting. You guys have some nerve.
That's when you knew what you loved more, Weezer or this girl.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You were like, sorry.
I didn't even bring her to the show. Clearly, I didn't like her that much.
Yeah. Rivers wins. I love how you don't bring her to the show, but they recognize that you're at the show.
Right, bro, one of my buddies.
How about this? They all knew you, but you did not have a clue about them.
No idea. The whole thing was like they blindsided me. I'm drunk at the time, too, so I'm just like, this is too much for me to handle.
Yeah.
And then you look over and there's this sad guy, like, fighting back tears, and I'm like, man, like, what is happening? I don't want this drama.
Isn't that something, how you can be that oblivious? Like, somebody can just be playing you that way? Like, right. You have no idea about their secret life.
Right, and there's apparently, like, they all knew about me.
Yeah.
And this guy clearly is, like, battling whatever he's battling. I felt bad, but I also didn't feel that bad. I wanted to see Weezer. They were about to play Hashpipe. Like, that's a cool song.
See, I don't like those friends. Yeah. I don't like those friends. I mean, I get what they were trying to do.
It was awkward.
But I would have been the other way around and go, you're done with her. So yeah. I mean, if my buddy
I even said that in the drunken thing. I'm like, you guys should not have an issue with me. Your issue should be with this girl. Like, I have no idea what the hell you guys are even talking about.
Yeah, it's like, look, man, if he's still feeling, I mean, I get he's hurting, but he should be done. It's like, okay, obviously I'm not the one. I need more self-respect and self-esteem. Yes, it's going to hurt that I'm not with her and we had all this time. But to sit and cry in the corner and confront the new guy, that's not the problem. The new guy's not the problem. The problem is that woman doesn't want to be with you exclusively. That's it.
Right. Now watch Weezer and leave us alone.
Yeah. Man, see, even back in my day, at least, I had that with my love triangle. I was like, I'm going to be good. I do not need to be with somebody that wants to pull this kind of crap off. And somehow that kind of strength, basically my wife said, you know what? That backbone was the only thing I really didn't think you had, and that's why I wasn't sure about being with you. You didn't really have much of a backbone, at least at the beginning.
So have you ever found out whatever happened to the loser?
No, none of us know.
She just went to loser town?
Well, yeah, he was on his way. You know what I mean? He just was not good for... He just wasn't the kind of guy that would be in society. Like, you know, he just was like, hey, man. You know what I mean? He was
hey, man.
Guy. You know, hey, man.
Just what if he's like the guy that like created like Tom's shoes or something? Like, some, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why that's the guy, but
yeah, it would be amazing.
That's the first thought I thought of. Like, he's like this guy that's like not only making like a multi-million-dollar business, but also doing good for the world.
Yeah. Well, his name was Tom, so.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Look, I don't
wish. He wore shoes.
Yeah.
I don't wish harm on the guy, but, you know, at the same time, if he is Tom, I'm really pissed because I really thought I was going to be the winner, of at least in life.
I would love to know what happened. I would too, but I also, you know, I'm glad that I don't know. And I'm glad that we haven't heard from this guy ever since, because it's like, gosh, we're talking almost 40 years ago with this
guy.
What
if he's Dr. Pokey?
I think I would recognize
Plot
him.
Twist.
Yeah,
you I don't know.
I think I would recognize
Maybe
him.
Did something like in Face Off and got a new face and decided just to exact his revenge on you. This is exciting.
Yeah, I hadn't really expected a movie to come real that people could rip their own face off and then all of a sudden move to California and then, you know, become a you know, acupuncturist. But yeah, maybe that's...
Oh, they do it at the same place you do stem cells. They also remove your face. And
oh, they remove your face. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Technology.
I had no idea.
Science!
Yeah, that's... yeah. Well, congratulations to all you love trianglers.
Yeah. Anyone out, Danny, have you ever been in a love triangle?
No.
Huh, I feel like you would be of the ones. If someone had to line us all up and say... Who's been in a love triangle? I feel like Danny would be the one that would be in one.
I feel like
not intentionally,
right.
too.
Yeah.
No.
It's just very emo. Like, I could see you just being very sad.
I've been cheated on, but at that point, I was like, all right, we're done with this relationship.
Right.
But yeah. Never anything where I was, like, competing for the love of a girl.
Now, Vicky?
Technically, yes.
Well, of course, Vicky.
Technically?
Vicky doesn't get cheated. She's going to do everything you can do in life.
Well, she has, like, multiple, like... You know, hangout buddies.
Right.
Hang buddies.
But years ago, I was seeing a buddy of mine. We were friends for a long time, and then he got out of a long-term relationship, and we were just kind of hanging out, like, hey, let's hook up. And then we realized, like, hey, we kind of have feelings for each other, and I said, before we jump into another relationship, I want you to go, you know, do the Tinder thing. I want you to go explore, you know? I don't want to be just the rebound. And then so he starts doing that and just having fun, but then he also gets feelings for somebody else. And that's when I had to call it quits. I'm like, I don't mind sharing the thing, but isn't I don't want to share your heart.
Isn't that interesting, though? The guy might have just been really happy with you, but you sent him out there and he found somebody else.
Well, I didn't want to be, like, dating him for the next couple of years and be like, well, I've never gotten to experience the whole dating thing and then get dumped 5 years down the line. I'd rather get, you know, this out of the way now.
Oh, Vicky, I don't know.
This is, like, the most anticlimactic romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
He just hangs out with the chick. Nothing ever happens ever since.
He loses
track of the guy.
He actually, I think, is still with this chick.
Oh, good for him.
Because I basically said, it's me or her, and he was like, eh.
Her.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
He's like, because I can bang other people with her, so.
Oh, okay.
It's that kind of relationship. Oh.
So you're saying there's still a chance.
I mean, I could.
All right, well.
I could, but
out.
I'm good.
You didn't lose out. If you want to be in a monogamous relationship, you didn't lose out if that guy's a thing. Because Steve's the exact opposite. He went right from a situation to his current wife, which I remember telling him, this is the craziest thing in the world. You haven't been like out of a relationship for long. And Steve goes, I don't know if you know me. I do what I want.
I set my own rules, man, and I follow them.
And I was never so wrong about anything in my entire life, because he ends up finding basically the woman of his dreams who has been nothing but amazing to him the entire time. And I'm like, wow, who does that?
Well, pump the brakes. I've also been nothing but amazing to her all the time.
Okay, there's no documentation of
that's
that.
That's true. I can't even prove it.
But I mean, you know, I mean, when you think about somebody like, you know, being in a relationship, having it end badly, and then just like not that long later meet somebody else, and it is basically your life mate. I don't know of anybody who's done that. Steve is the only person I know who's done that. Usually it's the rebound, or usually it's
Well, there was some time in between. It wasn't like as if it happened like a week later.
No.
Although now so far away, it feels that way.
Was it just months?
It was close to a year.
Oh, my gosh. I really thought it was less than that.
I'd say maybe.
Oh, well, then I'm an idiot because, I mean.
Yeah, you still yelled at him.
I think 8 months to a year is fine.
Now looking back on it.
Yeah.
At the time, it seemed very soon.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. You know, yeah, maybe times have changed, and because it was a while ago. You know, plus I also thought, Steve, really, you know, wait till she gets to high school. I just think it was inappropriate.
Okay. Let's not get crazy with our crazy talk. She was in college.
She was in college.
Grad school.
Yeah. Well, we're just jealous because what you were 50 at the time. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm going backwards right now.
Yeah,
I'm working my way toward 30. At some point, her and I are going to meet at the same age. It's going to be crazy.
Listen, Benjamin Button, you've done a great job.
I'm figuring by the time she's 36, I'll be 36 as well.
Have you guys ever known anybody like that though? That's like, you know, like you like, oh, they just got out of a bad relationship, and then they go to somebody new, and it is like it's perfect. Like they're like they end up marrying the person and not having any problems.
Absolutely.
I've never known anybody.
Oh, I am. Have you ever guys seen the movie Good Luck Chuck?
Okay.
Is that with Adam Sandler and Kevin James?
Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook.
Whoever he bangs, that person then finds the love of their life right after they bang.
Oh.
That is me.
So Dane Cook, you're saying, had sex with Steve's wife before she met Steve? That's a horrible...
Whoa.
But basically,
I wonder why she's such a fan of his comedy.
Yeah, that's it.
Any guy I date, they will either get married to the person right after me or end up getting them pregnant.
So you're the good luck charm.
Yeah. So... don't have sex with me unless you want to meet the person of your dreams.
I feel like everybody would want to have sex with you then at that point.
But some people want to play the field and not get settled down.
But see, Vicky will always be the landing spot. Once you're ready to settle down, you got to bang Vicky, apparently.
Vicky, yes. The landing spot.
Yeah, and then you find the person of your dreams. So Dane Cook and Vicky, apparently, depending on what gender you're into.
That's why you have those light up orange wands and you just go out with those. That's very weird.
Exactly.
That would be a great, Vicky, that'd be a great service. People then would know they've got the one after they banged the other one.
I mean, it happened with my love triangle situation. He ended up being with her. So.
How about this texture? I got divorced 7 weeks later, went on a Tinder date to do the whole Vicky thing. But I met my soulmate.
Seven weeks later.
Jeez,
I was hard on you. Imagine what I would have been to that person with just 7 weeks. I'd have been like, yeah, it's been crazy. All right, we've got this guy that came up with an incredible way to prank his girlfriend, which led to an embarrassing moment. You're going to hear what happened at 7:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there's this guy pranked his girlfriend's visit to the dermatologist by making fart noises into the walkie-talkie function on his smartphone.
Nice. I love this guy.
During her appointment, he recorded her reaction, of course, and, we got it for you.
Katie is in a dermatologist appointment right now. I'm going to use my walkie-talkie, see if we can catch her at an inopportune time.
I'm literally in the dermatologist's office with the dermatologist, so thank you.
That sounds like a Steve move right there.
Yes, and that sounds like how it would sound if I did something like that. She's like, come on, I'm at a doctor's.
And he, of course, you'd be like, well, that's why. Don't you understand? This is the perfect time.
Some people are saying that he was very rude of him to do that, which I thought was like, okay, like, let's not get crazy. Like, that was just him having fun. He meant no harm.
Everyone's got different sensibilities now, Steve. I would think it was just a harmless joke myself. And you and me, I'm the biggest curmudgeon you would ever know. But, there are people that got different sensibilities that would really be like, just don't think you should do that kind of thing anymore. That's which I feel like you got to have some sense of humor in life, don't you?
I think you got to know your relationship.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, at that point, if she's going to get mad at you or if you're really embarrassing her, then you know that about her and you're not going to do it. But if you have a joking relationship, cares?
No, I think you're right, because I know there's certain times and certain places where I'm not going to mess with my wife. Like,
right.
Because I know, okay, this will be...
Yeah.
This will be, not a deal breaker, but this will make for a very awkward rest of the day.
That's why Steve calls his friends then to mess with him. That way he's off scot-free.
Right. There's certain things I just won't do. Like, yeah, I wouldn't send a picture or selfie of me on the Thomas Crapper. Yeah, celebrating Thomas Crapper Day today.
Yeah. You don't do that for me either. It's
right.
Like your wife and I both like, no, we don't want that.
But I would do that to Danny in a heartbeat.
I haven't, but
I would. Like, I do it to my boy Munson. I've done it to J-Mac. Yeah. I mean, these are things, and they do it right back.
I am so happy I don't have friends that will do that. I have one friend that tries to, like, he's borderline that way, and I'm like, dude, don't even, I will make your life hell. Don't even start.
Damn.
I'm Facebook friends with everybody in your family. I will start sending pictures to them.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
that escalated quickly.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, you sent it to grandma, a picture, the selfie of him on the crapper?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
this is why we're not Snapchat friends.
Because, like you said, some people, I don't want to see that. It sickens me.
Right.
I really, some people don't have a problem with it, but that's what I think is cool. If you know your person, who cares?
Right. And then if alcohol is involved, forget about it.
Oh, well, yeah. See, I have to give everybody a pass if there's alcohol involved.
I've live streamed a live stream. Just a close up on that.
Okay.
Hey, check this out.
Wow. Okay. Glad you never sent me that either.
We're very mature, my friends and I.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. I have to say, you guys have come a long way.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, this guy played a prank on his girlfriend by farting into the walkie-talkie function on his smartphone during her doctor's appointment. Based on this, what stupid thing do you do to mess with people? Or what is the one immature thing that you still love to do? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What stupid thing do you do to mess with people? What is that one immature thing that you still love to do? We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There was a dude that pranked his girlfriend by farting into the walkie-talkie function on his smartphone while she was at a doctor's appointment. And she was like, thanks, I'm in the middle of an appointment, and you're making fart noises. Good job, Skippy.
I mean, she was there. There's a dermatologist. I mean, it would have been weird if, like, she was there for, like, a stomach issues, and then he's doing that.
That would be worse. But still, I mean, dermatologist is like, okay. I wonder what his response was, or her. I don't know if who was in the office, but either way, it would have been interesting to see the response.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe a dermatologist might have a better sense of humor than, like, let's just say, like... I'm trying to think of what
a gastrointestinal
proctologist. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
I think a proctologist should have a really good sense of humor about that.
Honestly, they should probably have the best sense of humor.
That's what I would think. I mean, look what they're doing all day.
Proctologing.
Yeah, they're proctologing.
Proctologing.
Right? That's exactly what they're doing. So we want to know, what stupid thing do you do to mess with people? Or what is that one immature thing that you still love to do? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, I still punch my friends when a beetle drives by.
Was
it Punch Buggy Blue?
We did Slug Bug.
Yep. Oh, the Slug Bug, yeah.
Oh, you go Slug Bug? We did Punch Buggy.
Yeah.
That was our
punch
thing.
Punch Buggy.
We also used to do Slam Van. Anytime you'd see a VW van, you'd do Slam Van and punch him.
You'd still punch him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if I get something.
He's like, start moshing or something?
Yeah. I've played that, but they literally slam into you.
Oh.
They smash into you if you're sitting right next to them. It's not fun.
In the car?
That sounds so unsafe.
Like, especially in a van when you have, that open seat.
Oh, it sounds so unsafe. It's okay to punch people and smack them around. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like a cup check, that's always a wonderful thing, too.
Oh, love that one.
But I ended up having to be a jackass just to go like, I'm not playing these games. You're not my friends anymore if we play those.
You're not my friends anymore.
Yeah, play some of these with somebody else. I am whatever. Say whatever you want. Insult my manhood, but those are not my games. I don't want to play those games.
I like this one. I'm not sure why, but I still like to draw penises at random places. I've been doing it since I was 15 or 16. I'm 34 now, still find it funny. I've matured a little since then. I don't use permanent marker anymore. I make sure people can easily get rid of it when needed to.
Well, the wonderful and fabulous Nick Cage covered that in the history of swear words when they got to the D word. The Richard word, how we just, if you see like a little thing of snow on somebody's car, it's the first thing you want to draw in the newly formed snow around the car is a penis. So it's something we all share.
Yeah.
Well, let's check in with the Rev. I wonder what he does that's immature. Like everything, probably.
Oh, me? I love to fart.
There we go.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I make an art out of it. I put the art in fart. Yeah. Especially in the freezer aisle of a local supermarket. We'll just do that because, well, you just do that and keep walking by because people will just stand there and stare at the stuff. So they'll just stand there in it.
He sounds so excited about this.
I know. I guess
I can't give him a hard time. I fart in front of my wife, and now that's my fun old joke is that I tell her that she passed the COVID test because she can smell it.
Yeah.
And I've been just doing that every day for probably the last month. And she's like, it's not funny anymore. And
I don't blame her. I'm with her on that one.
Yeah.
You know what? She must really love you because
she does.
You would be out.
What was she going to send me? I got, you know.
Oh, I'd send you. I mean, she's probably a lot more reasonable than me. I'd be like, it's over. Here you go. I'll take care of the kid myself. You know what? Send me child support. Get the hell out of here, Farty McFarter. I'd be like, you know, I have no tolerance for that.
Well, at least she knows she doesn't have COVID.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and that's the most scientific way to find out.
Yeah, you did that.
Sense
for
of smell.
Totally.
Yeah. 206-421.
Right? I choose to believe that.
Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ryan in Silverdale. Ryan, you're on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. So how about you? What stupid thing do you do? What immature thing are you loving?
So when I was about 10 years old, my friend Aaron and I were at a Dairy Queen, and someone was in the bathroom taking a dump, and my friend Aaron turned the light off on him, and we laughed, and we were cracking up. So ever since then, I've been doing that when I go to public restrooms.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awful. It's awful, but it's awesome. It's harmless.
No, it's not.
Everyone's got a flashlight on their phone.
Yeah, they do now.
Oh, yeah, okay, I suppose at least the flashlight. But see, here's the problem is you got to handle the phone and handle your business to see.
No, just prop the phone up on the top of the toilet paper dispenser.
But how do you see how well you've done taking care of your business as far as cleaning yourself off? That's my thing is I hate to think that I didn't completely take care of my business.
Well, I mean, you could just, like, you know, get one of those, like, those
get a miner's
headband.
Yeah.
The miner's headband.
Yeah.
You have the light. And
just
then
because of people like Ryan.
You're right, just
see,
in
I think
case.
The penalty of death should be for guys like Ryan.
Wow.
Penalty. If Ryan did that and I caught him, Steve, guess what?
You're going to kill him.
Oh, well, I won't kill him. I'll bring him to justice. It'll be a fair trial.
Oh, and then they're going to put him to death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then it'll be the death penalty. The president will agree with me.
Seems very fair.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do it to strangers. We would do that to our friends.
Yeah, I almost do that to Rev every morning.
Right.
In our bathroom because he's just in there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I don't want to hear, So yeah. I don't.
Well, the worst part about ours is that if you take too long,
yes.
It just shut off by itself. So I've just been in there because I'm in here usually before anyone else is. And suddenly it's just dark and I'm in complete darkness and I know there's no one here to save me.
Oh, I've had it. Rev, I'm the same boat. And so I get up there with the pants shuffle, the truffle shuffle, whatever the hell I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Just to reactivate
just
the light
moves,
and
the
hoping that nobody comes in.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm basically with my pants down
That's
trying to get the light back on.
The only time that you'll ever see me move fast.
Oh, it's just.
That's happened to me a couple times. Remember the first time it happened? All I thought was, well, this is awkward. And I'm like, how long have I been sitting on this thing to
exactly.
make it do that?
Yeah, I feel like our timer is way too short.
No, dude.
Well, it is for
it's
me.
It's not.
No, it's really not.
We're taking,
it never once happened to me.
Right. No, we're just taking an extraordinary long time.
Because you and I were raised in a household where you sit on the toilet for a long time for peace.
You're just lost in the sauce?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So there are times where I'm just answering emails and maybe editing a video. And I'm like, well, I got to finish this. And the next thing you know, it's dark.
Wait, editing
and
a video on the toilet? I literally don't have a
phones.
Desk.
They do everything, Rev.
It's my desk. It's my office. I don't have a desk. So that's where I do my work. You know, get things done, baby.
Yeah. I see your daughter's in the room. This is a very weird transition. But.
Okay, great. Sarah. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, gross. This isn't me because I'm just so mature, you know. It's actually J-Rubs. When we used to go to restaurants and there was the option to get chopsticks, he still, before actually using them, will put them in his mouth and really, really loudly.
Awesome. I love this.
That's amazing.
Every restaurant we go to where he can do that, he does it. And now, since we're not really going out, he still does it at home. But at least at home, it's just us, maybe BJ sometimes. But, I hate it.
From now on, whenever I get takeout, I'm getting extra chopsticks and I'm bringing them to work for BJ to bring to Johnny Roberts because I know you won't give it to him.
No, I won't. I won't.
Yeah, so Sarah, you're just like your mother. And I have a lovely story to tell about this because the man's no longer with us. There's a side to this guy's personality that people didn't know because if you watch the Howard Stern movie, the guy Pig Vomit, obviously he was the hated guy in that movie and whatever their relationship was, but a lot of people love that dude. And, you know, he really did have quite a personality himself. And I interviewed for a job in Cleveland and Pig Vomit was the program director. And he did the same exact thing. He took us out to...
No, he didn't.
He thought he was probably broing down. And, you know, we're sitting at this... It was Cleveland, and Cleveland wasn't making a good impression of us. They weren't taking us to anything that was nice in Cleveland at all. I mean, Cleveland, really. And he decided to pull that with you know, your mom at the table. And she wasn't digging on Cleveland anyway. And he did the same thing. And I remember we left that restaurant, and mom was just like... I am not, you're not taking a job here. I am putting my foot down. You brought me all over the country, but I am not going to work with Walrus Boy in Cleveland. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, and it's like, what do you
respond to that?
Why
did he think that was a good idea? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's pig vomit. I mean, the guy, I was sitting there going, oh my God, dude. I mean, they never took her to Shaker Heights, which is basically the Mercer Island area of the Cleveland area. They never took her there to show there were some nice houses. They took her to Lake Erie for lunch, which was basically watching a diarrhea river going down. You could see, like, almost, I felt like there were human body parts floating by us while we're eating.
Well, I just wanted to show you the worst, so everything was better after that.
Yeah, I mean, he took her to a neighborhood where somebody he knocked on her window and asked if she wanted to buy some crack.
Did she?
I mean, I think after Walrus Boy, I think she's like, yeah, I'll take whatever green you got, buddy.
My response would be, what else you got?
I need something for this trip.
It was one of the worst experiences ever, but I do remember the Walrus Boy doing the same thing with those chopsticks, and it's just the look on your mom's face.
I think that's funny as hell.
I was dying because I was just like, this guy has no idea that I can't take this job. I just knew. I go, this is it. He just killed a whole
opportunity. I would just love to be the person sitting at another table, and all of a sudden this guy, you know, J-Rubs, you know, he's an adult.
Yeah! He's a grown-ass man, and he has a very loud voice.
And all of a sudden, somebody, I look over, I would start laughing. I'd probably send an order, a drink to him, a shot, to be like, hey, thanks for the laugh.
It's pretty awesome.
Because you just see me, I'm like bright red, and my hands are like in my face, like, oh no, here we go again.
Oh, I love it. See, I do the thing with the target poles to embarrass you. He does the walrus.
Yeah.
Oh, we're a good team.
You guys are great, thanks.
There you go. I knew I liked J-Rubs.
Somebody said, they said whenever they go to Red Robin, they always tell them that it's my friend's birthday, no matter who I go with.
Nice. I don't know if that's a stupid thing. I think that is, you're messing with people. You don't get anything free. I was thinking
you get a free sundae, the birthday person.
Do you?
Like, yes.
They don't even check the ID.
No, they even knew it wasn't my birthday.
I mean,
birthday.
The happy birthday song sucks, but if you're getting something free.
I didn't know you get a sundae for what it's worth during the birthday song.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened in Red Robin. Yeah.
I know a lot of people who get really anxious about getting called out for being their birthday. So
Joey
messing with somebody.
Joey Dees hates that.
Oh, really?
And that's why Sarah does it to him all the time.
but nothing would make you feel better than Sunday showing up as well, I feel.
Yeah, right. What do you think? I mean, it's a tough call. You got to listen to the birthday thing, but the Sunday, it's like, ooh.
I'm up for being embarrassed for a Sunday.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys ever have a TGI Fridays up here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There was one in Tacoma.
I remember Fridays. Fridays was, not so much here, but where I was in a place where they were. They were so awesome.
For the birthday song, they would make you get up and dance on the table with a crazy lay or something on.
Wow,
and
really?
I remember that was when I was a kid, I was like, Mom, you do not tell them, but I love their Cajun chicken or whatever.
Yeah, I would have tapped out on that one.
Well, I didn't know they did that. Yeah. They make you dance on a table at TGI Fridays.
Dude. I remember one time being at Hooters back in the old days, and it was my birthday, and they make you stand on a chair, and then with a hula hoop.
Yep.
It's so stupid. I'm never coming here for my birthday again.
They feed you though. At least they fed.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like when you've got a bunch of attractive women, the last thing I want to do is be standing on a chair trying to do a hula hoop. I think that just other things should happen at the Hooters birthday party for me.
They're banging pots and pans and singing some stupid song.
It's not the kind of banging I was looking for. Yeah, not at the Hooters.
Hooters has a birthday song. Ain't too short, ain't too long. Sing it right, you get your wishes. Sing it wrong, you do the dishes. Sound off.
Okay,
one, two.
No.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Oh.
I'm not doing it.
Sound off. Hooters.
Spring break.
I don't know.
Spring break trauma. Sorry, buddy. British people were asked to list the best and the worst things that America has given the world. Now, you know they don't like us because we said, hey, F you, and threw their tea in the water and left. But they were then asked, hey, what's America done for the world? The best and then, of course, the worst.
Hooters.
What do you think the top of the list? Oh, yeah. Or what do you think top of the list? I know American. I'll tell you, it's 747 on the Rock.
I think American good.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.